好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，主恩够用啊。
God's grace is sufficient.
让我们有个机会分享他的话语。
So we have the opportunity to share God's word.
让我们的生命看见主的恩惠和平安，我们也心得平安。
And、also allow us just to see God's grace and peace, and we receive the peace.
呀，今天讲到的题目是圣灵释放生命。
The sermon title today is The Holy Spirit Releases Life.
讲到以下有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's pray before the preaching.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
在我们还做罪人的时候，你就差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
We were still the sinners. You just sent your only beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
他道成肉身，舍命十字架，三天后从死里复活。
And he came to this world, and he just sacrificed a life on the cross, and 3 days later, he's resurrected.
呀，四十天后从死里复活。
And also just that.After 40 days, and he just resurrected.
并且升天
And also ascended.
还要再来
He will come back.
主，我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
你的恩惠在我们生命当中是我们生命的见证
Your grace in our life, that's the testimony.
求主继续带领我们生命的脚步
May Lord continue to guide our footsteps.
也求圣灵今天与我们同在
May the Holy Spirit with us today.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，圣灵释放生命。
The Holy Spirit releases life.
呀，圣灵释放生命怎么理解它呢？
How do we understand the Holy Spirit releases life?
呀，我们知道圣灵的降临是出于圣父圣子的差遣，对吧？
We know that the coming of the Holy Spirit is sent by the Holy Father and Holy Son.
呀，作为三位一体真实的第三位。他一同参与了神的拯救计划。
The Holy Spirit is a third person and a Trinity, and just participate in this salvation plan.
我们的信仰就是三位一体真神啊，对吧
？So what we believe is a triune God.
而这位圣灵是与圣父圣子同质同荣啊。
Holy Spirit has the same glory and substance as the Father and the Son.
他当然超越一切的律法嘛。
Of course, that the Holy Spirit just transcends all the law.
他也担当生命的重担与责任。
Also bears the burden and responsibility of life.
更加重要的是，圣灵的工作是在神的拯救中，还释放了原本因罪而被奴役的生命。
More importantly, in God's salvation, the function of the Holy Spirit is even freeing a life originally enslaved by sin.
呀，这个是我们今天这堂道讲到题目的由来。
This is the origin of today's sermon title.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
生命归属的奥秘。
The mystery of life's belongings.
呀，坦率说，提起生命，人们大多都停留在一个迷茫之中，会不会啊
？When it comes to life, people are often confused, right?
特别在我们中华民族的文化当中，更加是如此啊。
This even just shows in that our Chinese culture.
我们比较在乎好死不如赖活，活着就是活着，对吧
？So we just say that to live, just to live is better than to die.
人这一生要找个饭辙子，就是有口饭吃就行了。
As long as there's a way just to make a living.
于是乎，有奶就是娘，也成为人们习以为常的金科玉律了。
And also just to take refuge in whoever gives you benefits, it just becomes a golden rule.
但是其实这也经不起心中的推敲的。
However, this just cannot just encounter that when we think.
我们不妨自己心里边问问自己，对吧
？Just ask ourselves.
请问这是你心目中的生命吗？
Is this the life in your mind?
这是你对生命的理解吗
？Is this your understanding about life?
这是你生命当中的那一份终极关怀吗
？Is this your ultimate concern?
呀，好，首先生命的本质要看归属啊。
First of all, the essence of life depends on belongings.
呀，显然生命的本质真的不是仅仅活着 ，survive 不是这样子吧
？Obviously, the essence of life is not just to live.
按照保罗今天的分享，生命的本质要看它的归属。你属谁的
？So from Paul's the sharing, he just mentioned about that we need to see where it belongs.
而且在归属的问题当中，也没有太多的选择呀。
Moreover, actually, there are not many choices.
呀，或是属圣灵，或是属肉体的。
Either just belong to the spirit or to the flesh.
那么人们又怎么知道自己的归属呢
？So how do we know that where we belong?
圣经说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃是属 圣灵的了。
The Bible says, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if in fact that the spirit of God dwells in you.
那么又如何知道神的灵是否住在我们心里面呢？
So how do we know if the Spirit of God dwells in our heart?
圣经说圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Bible says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
那我们是神的儿女又如何知道呢？
As God's children, how do we know that?
怎么知道自己是神的儿女呢？
How do we know we're the children of God?
我们仿佛都奉耶稣基督的名祷告，绝志祷告，要相信耶稣了。
It seems like we all just pray to receive Christ and in Jesus Christ's name.
可能我们难免自己会问问自己，我真是神的儿女吗？
We may just ask ourselves, am I just really God's child?
那作为神的儿女有哪些基本的特征呢？
Is there any particular characteristic as a God's child?
又有怎样的基本属性呢？
Or any just like a basic the nature.
我相信一是要凡事奉主的名行事为人，同不同意啊？
And I think the first, we just need to do everything in the name of the Lord, right?
二是要效法主的样式，爱神、爱人、爱人如己啊。
Secondly, we must imitate the Lord's style, loving God, loving others, and loving others as ourselves.
三是要有认罪悔改的属灵敏锐度啊。
The third is to have the spiritual sensitivity to confess and repent.
而不能像扫罗王那样子啊。
And not to be like King Saul.
至死也不肯悔改，也不肯向神交出生命的主权呢。
King Saul refused to surrender the sovereignty of his life of God until his death.
其次，基督的灵是鉴别。
Secondly, the spirit of Christ is discernment.
也如今天的经文所说呀。
Just as the Bible says today.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
那么怎么知道一个人有没有基督的灵呢？
How do we know if a person has the Spirit of Christ?
圣经说凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，那就是敌基督的灵，那你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上。
So the Bible says that every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist.Which you heard was coming, and now is in the world already.
所以我们需要对自己的生命要有个反省哦。
Therefore, we just need to reflect about our life.
我可能心里想的，我不是已经是口里承认耶稣是我的主了吗？
Maybe you just said, "Oh, I already just confessed by my mouth that Jesus is my Lord."
会不会更加重要的是你心里面的相信呢？
But it may be just more importantly.Do you just ever believe that in your heart?
那我又怎么知道我心里边是真的相信呢？
How do I know I truly believe that?
其实也不难，按照耶稣所说的，你生命一定会结出圣灵的果子啊。
It's not hard to discern, just to see whether you bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书的五章二十二、二十三，圣灵的九个果子，我们知道什么？可以对照自己的生命啊。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 has talked about the fruit of the Spirit.
如果按照保罗所说，我们的所言所行就会与我们所信的福音是相称的呀。
Also, according to what Paul said, what you say and do will be consistent with the gospel you believe.
那什么是我们所信的与所信的福音，我们所行的与我们所信的福音相称呢？
So what does that mean? What we say and also what we do will be consistent with the gospel.
其实在本质上就是行事为人与悔改的心。相称，对不对？
In fact, the essence is to act in a manner worthy of a repentant heart.
所以常常认罪悔改是一个信徒生命的写照。
Therefore, it's a the believer's life that we oftentimes we would just repent and confess our sins.
那些总是不肯认罪悔改的人呢，那可能生命会有些状况，有些问题，对吧？
So whoever just do not want to repent, then their life got some just trouble.
所以每当我看见弟兄姐妹的见证啊、生命啊，有认罪悔改这一步，我心里边是充满了感恩的。
Therefore, I always just feel so thankful when I see brothers and sisters just repent in their life.
我看见有弟兄姐妹写的见证说他自己有认罪悔改的见证，我们就为他献上感谢，神真好。
And we just give the thanks to our Lord when we see brothers and sisters just wrote that they just repent to God.
这是与福音相称的本质的第一点，对吧？
So that's the first point about this, the essence when we just live the life just worthy of the gospel.
其次是与我们所蒙的恩要相称啊。
And the second is that it's worthy of the grace that we received.
什么叫与所蒙的恩相称呢？
What does that mean? It's worthy of the grace that we have received.
就是我们的所言所行总是神的恩典。
That's what we say and when we act. That's from God's grace.
而不是自己的夸口。
And it's not just we can boast about.
而不是自己的骄傲。
And not our pride.
而不是自己的了不起。
And not how we think we're good.
当然也不是自己口中的论断与审判了。
Of course, also it's not the judgment from our heart.
活不出悔改，可能你就没有得救啊。
If you cannot live out repentance, you will not be saved.
活不出感恩，你也很难成圣了。
If you cannot live out gratitude, it will be difficult to be sanctified.
好，最后是生死之别，神掌权。
Finally, life and death are controlled by God.
也就是说，神在掌王权、居首位这点，大家了解吗
？Do you truly understand God's sovereignty?
我们常常喜欢抢夺神的荣耀，去抢夺神的权柄，会不会啊
？So a lot of times we may just grab God's glory.
可能还会有人狡辩了。这个时候
，Maybe some people will still just quibble.
牧师，我信啊，怎么会说我不信呢？
Pastor, I believe. How can you say I do not believe?
你看看，我又服侍，又奉献，又参与短宣，又奉献出自己的时间等等各样资源，对吧
？You see, I serve, contribute, participate in short-term mission, and also I offer my time and all kinds of resources.
怎么能说我不属基督呢
？How can you say that I do not belong to Christ?
坦率讲，谁讲谁的都不重要。
Frankly speaking, it just doesn't matter, and who speaks about who.
重要的是有一天基督会讲的，弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters, what matters is that one day Christ will speak.
讲什么呢
？So what will he talk about?
这句话其实很可怕的。
Actually, this is very.
圣经记载基督会讲，我不认识你啊。
Jesus may say, I don't know you.
你可能有了天底下一切的良善，你就缺一样。
You may have all the goodness in this world, but you just that you're lacking one thing.
就是承认你是一个罪人。
That is to confess you're a sinner.
就是有一个认罪悔改的敏锐度。
That you have the sensitivity to repent.
就是有一个活在神面前的谦卑度。
So also you have the humbleness in front of the Lord.
保罗在这里是在劝勉我们，当怀着一颗战战兢兢的心。
In here, Paul is exhorting us to be humble.Just that I have a trembling heart.
他在勉励我们要谦卑为怀啊。
Also, he just exhorting us just to be humble.
不必自夸傲慢的。
There's no need to be boastful and arrogant.
如果我们夸口成性，悖逆成习惯，以致渐行渐远，难以回头的。
If you just like to boast and disobedient and become your habit, and then it will be just difficult for you to turn back.
我在这里也在基督里劝勉你。
So I just exhorted you in Jesus Christ here.
也是我们彼此的劝勉了。
Also, we also just encourage each other.
请大家千万不要忘了，基督是头啊。
Please do not forget, Christ is the head.
而且他是借着他的身体，就是教会，在掌权的。
Also, Christ rules through his body, which is the church.
若他真在我们心里边掌权，你知道会发生什么事情吗
？If he truly is in our heart, do you know what's going to happen?
圣经说，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。能听得懂这句话吗
？The Bible says, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is alive because of righteousness.
我们的认罪悔改也不是嘴巴说说、夸夸其谈的。
Our repentance actually is not just from our mouth.
乃是我们的老我，就是我们的身体会渐渐的死透的。
That is our old sinful nature will just die.
过去常常喜欢夸口、骄傲、审判、论断、霸凌他人，对吧
？In the past, we have a habit. We just will mistreat other people and also just boast about ourselves.
但是因着主的怜悯和恩惠平安，这样的老我渐渐死透了。
However, because of God's grace and peace, our old sinful nature will just gradually just die out.
甚至心里边开始学习懂得怎么去安静了。
Also, in our heart, we just learn how to be quiet in peace.
这才具备一个心灵却因义而活的前提和可能性。
And this is a prepare about the spirit's life because of righteousness.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
圣灵内住的复活。
The resurrection of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我们说心灵因罪而活什么意思呢？
So the spirit is alive because of righteousness.
指的就是复活的灵在我们心中掌权嘛。
It refers to the spirit of resurrection reigning in our hearts.
而且也唯有复活的灵有权柄使我们因义而活呀。
Only the spirit of resurrection has the authority to make us live for righteousness.
那我们要如何理解圣灵内住的复活呢？
So how do we understand about the resurrection of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit?
首先欣然领受神的灵啊。
First, receive God's Spirit with joy.
坦率讲我们对圣灵也是陌生的会不会啊？
Frankly speaking, we're unfamiliar with the Holy Spirit, right?
呀，不但陌生甚至有的时候会拒绝会不会啊？
Not only is it unfamiliar, but it will also be rejected. Right?
即使我们有的时候会在我们的意识中接纳圣灵。
Even we accept in our consciousness.
但是在潜意识中，我们甚至常常会不自觉地消灭圣灵的感动，有没有？
Subconsciously, we often even unconsciously suppress the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
保罗介绍圣灵的方法很特别。
The way Paul introduced the Holy Spirit in this very special way.
他就好像提出一个问题说圣灵是谁呢？
He said, who is the Holy Spirit?
他说就是叫耶稣从死里复活者的那个灵。
He said, it is the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead.
意思是在问门徒了。
It means he's asking his disciples.
你们知道基督复活的奥秘吗？
Do you know the mystery of Christ's resurrection?
正是我们并不熟悉的圣灵叫我们所熟悉的耶稣从死里复活的，这是保罗的话。
So it was the Holy Spirit whom we are unfamiliar with who raised Jesus from the dead.
保罗的介绍呢可以使我们欣然地领受圣灵了。
Paul's introduction enables us to readily receive the Holy Spirit.
不但领受还可以顺服圣灵。
Not only that to receive that also we can just obey.
让他在我们生命里边来带领我们。
Also in our life, just guide our, let the Holy Spirit leading our lives.
坦率讲，这是一个态度，对神的一个态度。
Honestly speaking, this is an attitude.
也是对神认识的敬深啊。
And it is also a deepening of the understanding of God.
以致要达到一个目的，就是多而又多的认识神，对吧
？So that we can know more and more about God.
其次。若在若住是圣灵。
Second, it is the spirit from in to dwell in.
这个小题目有一点拗口，不容易理解，对吧
？This subtitle is the kind of not easy to understand.
这是因为在今天的经文当中，十节、十一节两次出现了若字。
It's because in today's scriptures, the word if appears twice.
一次是在第十节，基督若在你们心里。
Once in verse 10.If Christ is in you.
另一次是在十一节，若住在你们心里。
Another time is in verse 11. If the Spirit dwells in you.
凡是圣经出现短的句子，出现重复的字样，我们要需要留意查考什么意思。
So we just need to pay attention if there's the verse very close and that this repeatedly showed just more than one time.
这个若字是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean, this if?
圣经到底在讲什么呢？
What does the Bible tell us?
围绕着圣灵的内住，圣经并没有勉强我们。
Regarding the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the Bible does not force us.
基督乃是用邀请我们的方式。
Christ just used the method to invite us.
神在这里也仿佛在问了。
God seems to ask him to be asking here.
我是邀请你们的，请问你们当中有谁邀请我呢？
I invited you, so anyone of you that you invite me.
我要与你去坐席，我在门口叩门呐。
So I'm just knocking at the door. Do you hear that?
在启示录三章二十节讲得很清楚，他说我在门口叩门，你与我，我与你要一同坐席啊。神在向我们发出邀请，你要不要向神也发出邀请呢？
In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 20, and God just said, I'm just knocking the door. Will you invite me to sit with you?
我们可能要自己要自问自己了。
We may want to self ask him.
我们是否真心要邀请基督在我们里边住在我们心里边呢？
Do I truly want to invite God to live in our hearts?
你以为住在你心里边，你就一切都很舒服了吗？不一定的吧。
Do you think God just dwells in your heart and you just feel very comfortable?
圣灵住在你的心里，你还敢干坏事吗？
If the Holy Spirit just dwells in your heart, do you still want to do the evil thing?
圣灵住在你的心里，你还敢行黑暗吗？
And the Holy Spirit just dwells in your heart, do you still want to do things in the darkness?
所以大概率的人们会怎么样呢？
So the high possibility, most people will do what?
我们会悖逆，会抗拒神的，对吧？
So we may just disobedient and just resist the Lord.
我们可能会问，凭什么？为什么？对吧？
We may just ask why, by what?
那其实道理很简单了。
Actually, the truth is very simple.
理由或者原因其实也只有一个。
Actually, there's only one reason.
就是基督要内住在我们心里边呢。
That is, Christ wants to dwell in our hearts.
简不简单呢？
Is it simple?
非常简单。
It's very simple.
他有一切的荣耀权柄，对吧？
God has all his glory and authority.
我们从经文的从若在到若住这个过程当中，
The process of from being in to being dwell in，
其实也是神人关系的进展、晋升以及进发了。
It is actually the progress, depth and advancement of this relationship between God and man.
好，最后是必死身体活过来。
Finally, the mortal body comes to life.
知道这什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
圣经在讲什么呢？
What does the Bible tell us?
它讲的就是基督内住所带给我们的果子，是复活的果子，生命的果子，使命的果子，最重要的是复活的果子，对吧？
This is the fruit just brought by the indwelling of the Christ, the fruit of the resurrection, the fruit of life, and the fruit of mission.
而复活的果子是什么呢？
So what is the fruit of resurrection?
复活的果子就是为了要解决我们属灵身份的归属问题吧。
The fruit of resurrection is intended to resolve the issue of our spiritual identity.
因为只有属主的人才有可能得到复活的生命啊。
Only those who belong to the Lord have the possibility of receiving resurrection life.
只有属主的人，主才不再纪念你的罪的。
Only what belongs to God, God will not remember our sins.
所以复活的主子，果子是我们生命的根基，没有复活，我们所信的都是枉然啊。
Therefore, the fruit of resurrection, that is the foundation of our belief.
有了复活的果子，我们才会有生命的果子。
With the fruit of resurrection, then we will have the fruit of life.
如果没有复活以前的生命，再怎么样也是死路一条的。
The life without resurrection and before that, and it's just dead.
所以人活着的意义是复活之后的心意更新而变化的。
Therefore, the meaning of that, the fruit of resurrection, that is to renew our heart.
Yeah, 所谓生命的果子，就是将从主领受的复活生命活出来，就那么简单，对吧？
The fruit of life is living out the resurrection life received from the Lord.
而真的不是仅仅说说而已啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, it's just not we just talk about it.
我们的言而有信，信而有行，行而要有命啊。
From words to faith, from faith to deeds, and from deeds to missions.
好，我们看使命的果子。
Let's look at the fruit of mission.
什么是使命的果子呢？
So what is the fruit of mission?
是因为属主的生命福杯满溢。
It is the overflowing of the blessings of life.
以至于从我们生命里边流淌出来的见证。
And so that the testimony flows out of glorify God.
最后得以荣神益人了。
And also glorify God and benefit others.
也如经上所说，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
As the Bible says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
当然，最重要的是什么呢？
What's even more important is
我们不能够穿新鞋走老路啊。
We cannot just wear new shoes and walk the same old path.
免得亏缺了神的荣耀。
Otherwise, we will be short of God's glory.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
顺从圣灵的存活。
Living in obedience to the Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵得生是圣经的核心价值观，对吧？
Living by the Holy Spirit is a core value of the Bible.
只是我们可能仅仅停留在知道，却不一定遵行的地步，会不会？
It's just that we may only stay at a point where we know it, but we don't necessarily follow it.
这是我们需要问问自己，为什么会这样子呢？
We should ask ourselves why.
这是因为可能我们忘记了另外一个选言之啊。
This is because we have forgotten the other destructive.
当然也是与此相反的选言之了。
The opposite destructive.
就是不顺服圣灵的后果。
Which is the consequence of disobedience to the Holy Spirit?
首先是圣灵与肉体的选择呀。
First, the choice between the spirit and the flesh.
坦率讲，这是老话题了。
To be honestly, this is an old topic.
对于我们来讲呢，行肉体会比较习惯，也比较熟练的。
For us, living in the flesh will become more accustomed and more skillful.
至少要有人会去问原因啊。
So at least some people may ask,
为什么要顺服肉体呢？
Why we should obey the flesh?
仿佛是顺其自然的事情，没有什么障碍吗？
It seems to be something that comes naturally.
仿佛也不需要什么原因啊。
And it seems like there's no need for any reason.
反正多年都习惯了嘛。
Anyway, it just has been a habit for many years.
美国的南北战争，林肯解放了黑奴了。
So after this, the war, and Lincoln just emancipated the black slaves.
但是很多被解放的黑奴，那些黑人会怎么样呢？
So those black, the, after they were just released, the black slaves, so what did they do?
主日崇拜很开心呀，去教堂了，开开欢欣鼓舞往教堂走去。
So on Sunday worship, they just happily just walked to the church.
结果一看到他过去的主人在马路对面呢。
And then when they just saw their previous master was walking across the street.
他的第一反应马上跑过去，跪在马车前面，让主人像过去一样踏他的背，走上马车。
And they would just quickly just lie down on the ground and ask the master to step on their back and get on the horse.
这主人就跟他讲，嗨，你已经得解放了，你不再是我的奴隶了，你就起来吧，做回你自由人，好吗？
So the master just told him that you already been, you were just been, you're being released and you don't have to do that to me anymore.
这个黑人恍然大悟，原来我已经不是奴隶，不是黑奴了，我是自由人了。
And then this guy just suddenly remember, oh, I'm not a slave anymore.
我们的属灵生命可能也是如此一般的。
It's the same for our spiritual life.
试探来到，人会情不自禁的去犯罪啊。
So when temptation comes, we just can't help but sin.
见到权柄，我们就要去反了。
When we face the authority, we just want to go against that.
见到弱者，我们会去霸凌啊。
When we see the weak ones and we want to bully them.
一件事情不合自己的意思，马上就去反应，马上就去抵抗，马上就去爆发情绪了。
If one thing doesn't fit our heart, and then suddenly we'll just kind of react and just have our emotion.
你的老我也是很可怕的。
Sometimes our own sinful nature is very terrible.
那种在情绪当中不稳重当中突然间爆发出来的东西，以后会后悔的。
So with all those that kind of thing that we do just with our emotion, and then you will regret.
因为你会发现原来自己所执着追求的并不是真理啊。
You will just realize what you're persist on actually is not from God's truth.
在本质上更加重要的是什么呢？
What's more important is in the essence.
是我们会忘了，其实基督已经在肉体上替我们付清了罪债了。
We just forgot that Christ has actually paid off our sin debt.
我们已经不再需要受肉体的缠累与捆绑了。
And we no longer need to be entangled and bound by the flesh.
我们何必还要如此这般呢？
Why should we still be like this?
其次，若顺从肉体而活着。
Secondly, if you live according to the flesh,
我们要想想什么是肉体了。
So we need to think, so what is flesh?
肉体就是我们从亚当那里继承的罪。
The flesh is a sin that we inherited from Adam.
而且因此而来的堕落与败坏，这个是肉体了。
And the resulting fall and the corruption.
这个语言比较抽象，具体怎么说呢？
The language is kind of abstract, so let's look at that. What's the reality?
比较明显的就是我们平常的血气嘛。
So the specific manifestation that is our flesh.
也包括我们的情欲啊。
Also the lust.
骄傲啦。
And also the pride.
诸如此类所有不荣耀神的情绪、情感。对吧？
So all those emotions that do not glorify God.
按理说，我们这些已经重生得救、靠主得胜的人来说呢？
Logically speaking, as those of us who have been reborn and saved and have overcome by relying on the Lord,
是已经脱离了罪的试探了。
We have been just freed from temptation of sin.
与罪应该没有关系了吧？
We should have nothing to do with sin.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
However, dear brothers and sisters,
不要忘了我们现在处的阶段是 already but not yet 的 阶段了。
Just don't forget, we're just in the stage that already but not yet.
就是已经得救尚未完全的阶段。
That is that we are saved, but we're not complete yet.
我们这已经与主同钉十字架的人，却仍然有一个可能让我们犯罪的身体啊。
We who have been crucified with the Lord still have a body that is capable of sin.
所以保罗在第七章才会说，我真是苦啊。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 7, Paul said,How miserable I am.
他苦在哪里呢
？So how? Where's the miserable part?
苦就苦在他顺从肉体而活着。
So the suffering just lies in just living according to the flesh.
他仿佛从属灵的眼睛，从基督的角度，看见自己正在走一个行尸走肉的道路。
And also from a spiritual eyes, to see himself seems like he just lived in the life as meaninglessly.
怎么办呢
？What to do?
保罗说要靠主，不要靠自己。
Paul says, just rely on the Lord, not on yourself.
Yeah, 靠自己没有出路的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, and there's no hope if just you rely on yourself.
靠自己就是自己过去的成见，自己的道德制高点，自以为义的骄傲和夸口吧。
If you just rely on the flesh, you just rely on your just moral high standard and also your prejudice.
相信我们的人生不过如此啊。
Think about our life just like this.
或是靠自己，或者靠圣灵，对不对
？So either you just depend on yourself or this Holy Spirit.
区别就是受捆绑还是得自由了。
The difference is between being bound or being free.
好，最后是靠着圣灵致死身体。
Finally, mortify the body by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道人一旦选择了靠圣灵。那就会大不一样了。
Once a person chooses to rely on the Holy Spirit, things are completely different.
人的专注点从此就开始远离罪了，对吧
？For now, the focus is far away from sin.
既已远离，神也就不再定我们的罪了。
Now that it is far away from sin, God no longer condemns us.
所以这个不再定罪的意义很深刻呀，很重要。
So the meaning is just so deep, and God just no longer just condemns us.
我心里边甚至有个感动，想写一首诗歌。题目就是不再定罪。
So I even just have this the touch that want to just write a song is talking about this God no longer condemns us.
请大家为我祷告了。
Please pray for me.
求圣灵能够在我心中做感动的工作，所有一切都是圣灵的工作，我哪里敢夸口
？May the Holy Spirit just inspire my heart, and there's nothing I can brag about.
不再定罪的前提是什么？你知道吗？
Do you know what is a prerequisite for no longer just being condemned?
其实圣经讲得很清楚了。
The Bible just tells it very clearly.
不再定罪的前提是我们人要在耶稣基督里啊。
The prerequisite for no longer being condemned is to be in Christ Jesus.
那什么是在基督里呢
？What does that mean in Christ?
我们虽然没有能力全部都讲得很清楚。
Even though we're not able to explain this completely.
但是我们至少知道，在基督里的第一个生命步骤就是认罪悔改。
At least we know the first step in life in Christ is to repent of sin.
你知道吗？一个常常肯认罪悔改的人
，A person who often confesses his sins，
他对罪就会比较敏感。
He will be very sensitive to his sin，
比较容易敏锐地发现自己正在犯罪。
And also very sensitive to realize that he's sinning。
所以也不会轻易去犯罪了，对吧
？And he will just not commit sin easily.
那么相反，一个总也不肯认罪悔改的人呢
？On the contrary, those who never confess and repent.
他对罪是不敏锐的，没感觉的，无感呐。
He is insensitive to sin.
所以当罪来到的时候，自己对认罪这点特别的抗拒。
Therefore, when he has the sin and he just resists confessing that.
凭什么让我认罪啊
？So why I should just commit confess about my sins?
你不认罪，让我认。凭什么
？Why don't you confess your sins and you ask me to do it？
所以，一个不肯认罪的人是不可能靠着圣灵致死自己的身体、致死自己的老我的。
Therefore, it is impossible for a person who refuses to confess his sins to mortify the body by relying on the Holy Spirit.
如果我们将我们的老我、我们的身体进行到底、坚持到底，会怎么样呢
？If we just proceed our old sinful nature to the end，
这样圣灵也不容易释放我们的生命了。
In this way, it will be difficult for the Holy Spirit to release His life.
圣灵将恩典释放我们生命的恩典带到我们面前来，但是我们却抗拒。
The Holy Spirit just gave us this grace to release our life, but we just want to resist that.
请问你的选择是什么呢？
May I ask, what is your choice?
好，感谢主。
Well, thank you, the Lord.
圣灵释放生命。
The Holy Spirit releases life.
它是借着我们生命的归属。
It is just through the ownership of our life.
它是借着圣灵内住的复活。
Also with the resurrection of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
以及顺从圣灵必得生命。
And obedience to the Holy Spirit, we will gain life.
呀，求神怜悯，求神赐福加力。
May God give His mercy and strengthen us.
愿意神赐平安，与我们同行天路，且释放我们的生命。
May God grant us peace and just walk with us just on our pilgrimage and just release our lives.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and appreciate you.
因为你是住在我们心里边。
Because you dwell in our heart.
愿意住在我们心里边。
You are willing to just dwell in our heart.
从此我们就不再属肉体，乃是属圣灵、属基督了。
From now on, we only belong to Jesus Christ and not flesh anymore.
你说人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
And you say if we do not have the Spirit of Christ, and then we do not belong to you.
主啊，我们是属你的。
Lord, we belong to you.
圣灵也常常在我们心里边做随时的帮助。
And also the Spirit just be our help at any time.
求主帮助我们靠着圣灵致死我们的身体。
May God just help us just put our just old self to death.
好让我们的老我快快的死去。
And just let our old self just die quickly.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
靠着圣灵得自由，释放生命。
Also just with the Holy Spirit to release that our life.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.